I have a low threshold of boredom. I've tried sitting there staring at the wall doing nothing, but it's not really my thing, and without football there's no point even switching the telly on. My biggest weapon in the battle against boredom is reading, but even here choices are becoming limited. I don't read celebrity cookbooks because I don't need to learn how to churn out egg and chips. I won't read celebrity autobiographies because I'm twice or three times their age and they haven't done half of what I have. I'm fed up of religious or archaeological thrillers, sick to the back teeth of forensic procedurals, and I've seen enough vampires and werewolves to last me another two lifetimes. Even Harry Potter was beginning to get on me wick by the time I'd trawled through the Deathly Hallows. The publishers argue that it's what the reading public wants. Well, they didn't ask this reader. If I never see another journey through the Vatican Library or fall madly in love with a goody-goody bloodsucker, it'll be too soon. To me, walking through a bookshop these days is like walking down the soap powder aisle in a supermarket. There are 100 different brands, plenty of gaily coloured fronts, all claiming that the contents will do this, that or the other, but essentially it's all the same stuff inside. I've kicked around a number of writing communities on the web, and in amongst the trite trash there are some original gems. So why do I never see them on the shelves in Waterstones or W.H. Smith's? Because they can't find a way into the system. Publishers, by and large, don't want to take risks. They need a cert, not a long-odds outsider. Now and then the door creaks open an inch or two, and an author jams his foot in it and shoulders his way in. He's made it. He's published. And if his ideas are original, i.e. the book becomes a bestseller, the world and my wife will jump on the bandwagon, knocking out clone after clone after clone. But I sense change coming. The web offers quick and easy routes to publication for any author. All right, so we'll be inundated with a lot of badly written crap, but what the hell, I can find that on the shelves of any bookstore. What I can't find are the diamonds. Those boredom battlers that I can enjoy on the train, on the plane, or in the doctor's waiting room. I see the web as an opportunity to find those sparklers. They may take some ferreting out, but they'll be there. A different kind of soap powder. One that leaves a lasting shine.